Good afternoon. Rain will continue to wind down from west to east across interior New York and New England, with the rain persisting across central and southern New England deeper into the afternoon. Meanwhile, the clouds will begin to break up across the western Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, and we'll even see a fair amount of sunshine in these locations by the end of the day, with increasing sunshine elsewhere. Temperatures, meanwhile, behind this front will tend to drop as the wind flips around to the northwest and increases. Readings will continue to slide back through the 50s and 40s, and some spots may even end up in the 30s by late afternoon and early evening. Behind the cool front, as it continues to march off the eastern seaboard, high pressure will tend to build in overnight. As a result, we'll have that northwest breeze and partly cloudy skies, and with the cold wind over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario, we'll have a few passing flurries and snow showers and perhaps a couple of heavier squalls immediately downwind of the lake. Temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-30s. For tomorrow, still windy and colder, with a mix of sun and clouds and a few flurries or snow showers dancing by, temperatures topping out in the middle to upper 40s. High pressure will be in control on Saturday and give us some sunshine. However, clouds will be on the increase around the backside of that high on Saturday afternoon, and perhaps a couple of sprinkles or rain showers, and temperatures in the mid-40s. Another disturbance will head our way for the day on Sunday, and it should be generally dry with just the risk of a passing rain or snow shower, and temperatures in the mid-40s. Early to midweek next week will offer up another cool down as temperatures start out in the upper 40s on Monday with increasing clouds, and then with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday, highs will only be in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, a storm moving into the northwest will produce snow starting later today and into tonight. Winter weather advisories are out for parts of the Cascades of Washington, Bitterroots of Idaho, and the Northern Rockies of Wyoming and Montana for 5 to 8 inches of snow. Meanwhile, in the western Pacific Ocean, Super Typhoon Haiyan continues to increase in strength as it makes its way toward the Philippines. The latest report from the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, this morning shows maximum sustained winds now of 190 miles per hour and gusts to 230 miles per hour. The typhoon is expected to weaken slightly but still remain a Category 4 or 5 storm as it approaches the islands through this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Corpus Christi, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy, breezy, and mild, showers, lower 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the middle 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 75, set in 1938, and the record low, 18, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and showers ending with increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler as we go through the afternoon, with temperatures continuing to slide through the 40s and into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers through the afternoon, perhaps some clearing by evening, temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few passing sprinkles and lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, gradual improvement through the day, continued breezy with some breaks of sunshine, and temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with snow showers, perhaps some heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and showers gradually ending, some sunshine breaking out later on this afternoon, and temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a few passing flurries or snow showers, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers gradually winding down this afternoon, even some breaks of sunshine later, continued breezy and turning cooler with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, perhaps a few flurries or snow showers, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, a passing flurry or snow shower, mid to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the mid 40s. A passing snow shower on Sunday possible, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze in the upper 40s. And sunny skies giving way to clouds on Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Right around 40 under a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.